Boeing delivered the last of the U.S. Air Force's KC-135 refueling tankers 50 years ago. These flying gas stations still deploy all over the world today because of delays in building a modernized replacement. Correspondent Tom Bonsi rode along with a Washington Air National Guard crew on a mid-air refueling mission to find out what's happening with the venerable jet and its successor.
The Boeing company built more than 700 Stratotankers for the Air Force in the 1950s to mid-1960s. The majority are still flying today. The one I'm boarding now was delivered in 1959.
Expo Ops, Expo E2, radio check.
In a narrow compartment in the tail of the four-engine jet, boom operator Walt Hinton lies on his stomach over controls at an observation window. He says fighters, bombers, and cargo planes seeking mid-air fill-ups come so close he can read the pilots' name tags.
You know, a constant joke about our job is all you do is lay down and pass gas. Well, yes.
There'll be a lot less laying down on the job in the 21st century air tanker. Hinton says the boom operator in the new plane works from a seat in the cockpit. He's okay with that.
Oh, I'm not going to lie. I'd love to see a new airplane, but, you know, for the matter, this thing gets the job done. And
the aging Stratotankers require a lot of maintenance. Pilot Thorne Tibbetts is a lieutenant colonel with the Washington Air National Guard. He says critical components such as engines and avionics have been upgraded over the years.
That's still a great aircraft. It's safe, and they regularly take it down to depot and take it down right down to the skin and rebuild it.
New planes would be more efficient. Remember, Boeing and Airbus duked it out for the contract to build them for a decade. Finally, in 2011, workers and Northwest politicians could celebrate, like Washington's U.S. Senator Maria Cantwell.
At 2 o'clock, or a little after that today, the Department of Defense called to say that Boeing was a clear winner.
The U.S. Air Force awarded a $35 billion contract to build next-generation air tankers. The assembly line for the new tankers is at Boeing's Everett, Washington plant. The bigger, more advanced KC-46 model is based on the twin-engine Boeing 767 commercial jetliner. The next-generation tanker program continues to be dogged by difficulties. Last month, Boeing booked a more than $500 million charge against its earnings for engineering and manufacturing cost overruns. The first set of new air tankers is scheduled to be delivered to the Air Force in 2017. They'll be assigned to McConnell Air Force Base in Kansas. Spokane's Fairchild Air Force Base is competing to host later deliveries.
As far as the competition goes, everybody wants it, and not everybody's going to get it.
Lieutenant Colonel Tibbetts thinks the Inland Northwest Air Base is well-positioned.
And we support a lot of movement through the Alaska, a lot of movement across the Pacific. And, you know, you just can't move a bunch of airplanes across the ocean without our support. And the next closest one right now is Salt Lake.
A fleet of new tankers would likely protect Fairchild and its many jobs in future rounds of military base closings. Spokane officials and the Regional Chamber of Commerce are trying to leave no stone unturned. The recently approved state construction budget includes nearly $3 million to buy out mobile homes and relocate residents under Fairchild's runway approach. Homes encroaching on a potential accident zone could count as a strike against Fairchild in future basing decisions. I'm Tom Bonsu reporting.